Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 14.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Lambeth. I ask our members, as well as our guests in the gallery, to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Lambeth.
Good evening. If you all would bow your heads and join me in prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, what a joyful day this is. A day to reflect on the beauty of the earth, a day to give thanks for one another, a day to celebrate, and yet a day for us to remember that so many of our citizens are struggling and making great sacrifices. Our citizens who are dealing with health concerns, perhaps a loved one who is or has dealt with COVID virus or the ill effects of isolation, those facing economic hardships due to a lost job or a closed business, those whose loved ones are serving our country in the military, possibly on foreign soil and in harm's way, our fellow citizens who serve to protect us, our law enforcement and fire and safety, men and women, all brave, we pray for their strength to face these challenges of their day. May we never forget that through you, all things are possible. You are our strength in dealing with all trials and tribulations. We ask that you grant us peace and strength and show us mercy. Bless each person assembled here and bless our families and loved ones. Grant us wisdom to confront obstacles and prevent our moving forward. Bless our nation and grant us wisdom and courage to better serve the citizens of North Carolina. May we be ever mindful that it is only through your love and guidance that we will be a blessing to others and those we serve. In your name, we offer our prayer. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 16th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for February 16th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Representative Blackwell is recognized to send forth two committee reports. Corporal Reed.
Representative Blackwell, Judiciary Floor Committee Report. House Bill 35, various county public notices, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and we refer it to local government.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitute is referred to the Committee on Local Government.
House Bill 51, Eastern Counties, public notices, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and we refer it to local government.
The original bill also is placed on the unfavorable calendar of the bill. The committee substitutes refer to the Committee on Local Government. Introductions, bills, and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Warren, McNeil, Rydell, and Stevens, House Bill 84, Sex Offender Promises Restrictions.
Judiciary 2, if favorable rules.
Representatives Hastings and McSane, House Bill 85, Protect Private Property Rights.
Judiciary 1, if favorable rules.
Representatives Howard, Moore, Reeves, and Carney, House Bill 86, Increase In-Service Death Benefits, Legislative Retirement System.
Pensions and Retirement, if favorable rules.
Representative McElrath, House Bill 87, New North Carolina Maritime Museum Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representative Setzer, House Bill 88, Modified Board of Barber Examiners Fees.
State Government, if favorable, Finance, if favorable rules.
Representative Sasser, Moss, Willis, and Penny, House Bill 89, September School Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
Health, if favorable rules.
Representative McElrath, House Bill 90, in-person learning.
Education K-12, if favorable local government, if favorable rules.
Representatives Bell, Lambert, Kristen Baker, and Sane. House Bill 91, reduce regulation to help children with autism.
Health, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representative Howard, House Bill 92, school calendar flexibility, Davie County.
Education K-12, if favorable local government, if favorable rules.
Representative Sasser, Humphrey, Moffitt, and Adcock, House Bill 93, require metronome script with opioid script.
Insurance, if favorable health, if favorable rules.
Representative Gillespie, House Bill 94, Graham County occupancy tax.
Local government, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representative Sasser, Potts, Carney, Kristen Baker, House Bill 95.
Health.
Improve anatomical gift donation process.
Health, if favorable rules.
Representative Sasser, Setzer, White, and Adcock, House Bill 96. Allow pharmacists to administer injectable drugs.
Health, if favorable insurance, if favorable rules. Message from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Message from the Senate, House Bill 4, Senate Committee Substitute, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to extend or delay the payment of deadline for certain ABC permits renewal and to direct ABC Commission to reinstate or reactive certain cancel or inactive ABC permits.
That's placed on today's calendar. Members, that's just going to be, a motion to concur on that. Court may continue.
Senate Bill 38, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the non-attorney sole owner of an S corporation to legally represent or appear in court on behalf of the S corporation in certain civil actions.
Rules calendar and operations of the House. Members, the chair is honored to extend the courtesies of the floor and a warm welcome to our former Speaker of the House and current United States Senator, Tom Tillis. Senator Tillis, thanks for being with us today, sir. Honored to have you. Members, we're going to take the resolution up at around 3 o'clock. The honoring former Representative Young, and the chair would remind the members that during the time of memorial resolution, that members should remain in their seats and not leave the chamber unless absolutely necessary. The gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, is recognized to speak to a moment upon personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First, though, if I may, I would like to publicly thank Senator Tillis. One of my colleagues in my presbytery, a missionary named Andrew Brunson, was held unjustly as prisoner in Turkey. And Senator Tillis worked very diligently and helped get him released and brought home. I just want to thank you for that publicly. Thank you. To my point of personal privilege, I guess everybody knows by now that Rush Limbaugh died this morning. I just wanted to say, you know, when I was in seminary and I got to read John Calvin, as I read, I felt more and more, you know, gosh, this is what I believe. I just didn't know how to say it. And as a conservative in the United States, I felt the same way about Rush Limbaugh. I started listening to him in 1988. And so many times he would say exactly what I believed, and I just didn't know how to say it. And he did a great job. He was a great spokesman for the values that made this nation great. And I've appreciated him so much. I didn't always agree with him, but I did most of the time. And it's very sad to me and to a lot of people across this nation and even other parts of the world that he's gone for now. I expect to see him again on the day of resurrection and finally get to meet him. But for today, many of our hearts are saddened that he's gone. So I would just like to say how much I feel that many of us owe him. and just ask whether you agree with him, whether you liked him or not. Please pray for his family. Thank you.
Thank you. Senate Bill 37, Corker Reed.
Conference report with Senators Ballard, Lee, and Heiss. Senate Bill 37, in-person learning choice for families. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Bradford, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adopt the conference report for Senate Bill 37.
The gentleman has moved the House to adopt the conference report to Senate Bill 37, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, it's good to be with you today. I'd like to thank our conferees, first and foremost, Representatives Elmore, Blackwell, Hall, Bell, Sane, Torbett, and Willingham. Ladies and gentlemen, the only change in this bill from when we saw it and voted on it last week is on page 2, lines 33 through 44. The original bill, we actually changed to include some accommodation request language to expand this to teachers and the minors. And while the intent is very good and remains good, it caused a lot of consternation with superintendents across the state, a lot of questions, et cetera. So what we decided to do is sometimes less is more, and I'm sure we could all practice a little more of that. What we've done is we've actually pivoted back to language that the superintendents are used to seeing, which is spelled out in the toolkit. So we have used the language practically word for word out of the toolkit, the only change being that we are expanding it to still include minors. So members of the House, it does exactly the same thing. It gets us to the exact same space, and that when not only are we helping teachers who feel like they may be at high risk, but we're also giving them the opportunity to be considered for any minors that they're the direct caretaker of. Now, this is an up or down vote. I encourage you to concur with the bill. Appreciate your time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the conference report to Senate Bill 37. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pursuant to House Rule 58.13, I'm recognized to announce the votes of members voting by designee. Representative Ted Davis, aye. Representative Kelly Hastings, aye. Representative Lee Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is the minority leader ready yet, or are you still working on that, Representative Reeves?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've got two that we're waiting on, and we get it right.
That's fine. Gentlemen, just let chair know when you're ready. Thank you. gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have Representative Alexander, yes. Representative no. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, does Alexander a no or an aye?
He's a no.
And you're sure about that?
I'm pretty sure about
that. Okay, all right.
Unless you got better information.
It sounded better the first time. Gentlemen, let's recognize the continue.
Thank you. Representative Autry, no. Representative Belt, no. Representative Brockman, yes. Representative Butler, no. Representative Carney, no. Representative Cunningham, no. Representative Fisher, no. Representative Graham, yes. Representative Harrison, no. Representative Insko, no. Representative Lofton, no. Representative Morey, no. Representative Terry, no.
Is there is gentleman going to be casting a proxy vote for Representative Richardson?
Oh, we have not gotten a proxy vote for Representative Rich.
Thank you. Does the gentleman wish to hold or close the vote?
I would propose to close at this time.
Okay. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 76 having voted in the affirmative, 42 in the negative. The House does adopt the conference report to Senate Bill 37. Senate will be notified. The bill will be sent to the governor by special messenger. House Bill 38, clerk will read.
Representative Johnson, House Bill 38, a bill to the Entitlement Act to allow up to two members of the Board of Trustees to Isothermal Community College to be members of the Board of County Commissioners and to require trustees to maintain their county residence. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Polk, Representative Johnson is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the local bill pertaining to Polk and Rutherford Counties, Isothermal Community College. It would just simply allow for at least one county commissioner from each of those two counties to participate on that board. It was unanimous in both committees. I'd appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 38 on its second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 38, having passed its second reading, will, without objection, strike that, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 38 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 38, having passed its third reading, order sent to the Senate by a special messenger. Senate Joint Resolution 54. Clerk will read.
Senators Jackson and Edwards, Senate Joint Resolution 54, a joint resolution confirming the appointment of Samuel T. Bratton and Brian K. North of the North Carolina Mining Commission.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a straightforward resolution that actually the House voted on this in the last legislative session. The bill started in the House. It went to the Senate near the end of session. The Senate didn't have the opportunity to vote on these two well-qualified appointments to the North Carolina Mining Commission. So the Senate started at this time and passed unanimously 46-0. It's back to us for our confirmation. Let me just add that Mr. Bratton is well-qualified. He spent his whole career in mining. He's been with the Wake Stone Company for most of that career. And Mr. North has also been involved in mining for the whole most of his career. He had a short stint at DEQ back in the what was Diener back then in the 80s. He's worked for Martin Marietta Materials, which does a lot of mining, since 2003. So I'd ask for your affirmative vote on this. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution 54 on a second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Joint Resolution 54, having passed second reading, will be read a third time.
Senate resolved. The House concurred.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Joint Resolution 54 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Joint Resolution 54, having passed third reading, ordered sent to the Senate by special messenger. Actually, strike that. That bill is simply ordered and rolled. For what purpose, the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise.
Present a House Resolution 58.
Okay. The gentleman is recognized. The chair would call the body to order. We're about to take up a memorial resolution. House Joint Resolution 58. The clerk will read in its entirety.
A joint resolution honoring the life and memory of Douglas Yates Young, former member of the General Assembly. Whereas Douglas Yates Young was born on March 20, 1937 in Lumberton, North Carolina, to Robert Eugene Young Jr. and Elizabeth Gibson Young. And whereas Doug Young graduated from Laurinburg High School in 1955 and furthered his education to attending Edward Military Institute, where he received an associate degree in 1957 at East Carolina University, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Industrial Arts in 1959 and a Master's degree in Industrial Arts and Administration in 1960. He later obtained a PhD in education from Nova University in 1986. And whereas Doug Young served as a teacher, coach, principal, and superintendent for 33 years. He was also a real estate agent and a licensed contractor who built and renovated many homes in Scotland County and other nearby communities. And whereas Doug Young was an accomplished woodworker and spent many hours in his workshop building furniture, cutting boards, wine racks, quilt racks, and many other quality items. And whereas Doug Young was appointed to the North Carolina House of Representatives in 1994 and went on to serve an honored distinction in 8 terms in 2011. He was a member of numerous committees, including education, ethics, rules, and appropriations, of which he served as co-chair. And whereas during his tenure in the legislature, Doug Young focused on issues related to education and was especially supportive of legislation that helped improve educational opportunities for students in rural areas of the state. He worked with members of both sides of the aisle to help improve the state's education laws, and at one time spent up a meeting space outside of his office to provide a place during a legislative session for lobbyists and other stakeholders to gather and discuss education issues. And whereas Doug Young was actively engaged with the Public School of the North Carolina, serving many years on its board of directors and executive committee. And whereas after retiring from the General Assembly, Doug Young, a humble, kind man who valued his relationship with people, kept in touch with friends in Laurinburg, Raleigh, and Washington, D.C., and participated in events in those places as often as he could. And whereas Doug Young served the community and the state in many other capacities, including service as a member of the Lumberton and Laurinburg Rotary Club, Phi Delta Kappa, United Methodist Men, Southeastern Regional Education Board, North Carolina Home Builders Association, Board of Trustees of Robeson County College, Southeastern Cancer Institute Board of Trustees, and the Scotland County Democratic Party, of which he was a chair. And whereas Doug Young received numerous awards and recognitions, including Algernon Sidney Sullivan Award of St. Andrews Presbyterian College in 2009. Distinguished Friend of Education from the North Carolina State Board of Education in 2008, and Champion of Children from the North Carolina Association of School Administrations in 2007. And whereas Doug Young, a devout member of the Methodist faith, served as a charter member of St. Luke United Methodist Church in Laurinburg. And whereas Doug Young had such a great love for and dedication to his dogs, a Dalmatian named Sparky, and a Doberman named Dovey, that which had special license plates made for his vehicle in which there was inscriptions Dovey 1 and Dovey 2, and he often took Dovey for rides around the town. And whereas Doug Young died March 21st, 2019 at the age of 82, and whereas Doug Young was survived by his wife of 57 years, Mildred Harley Young, and 2 children, Doug Young Jr. and Beth Young. And whereas Doug Young always be remembered for his statesmanship, integrity, kindness and work, generosity committed to education issues, and his deep and unabiding love for his family and friends. He was admired, respected, and loved by those who knew him and had the privilege to work with him. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring, Section 1. The General Assembly honors the memory of Doug Yates Young, former member of the House of Representatives, and expresses its appreciation and admiration for his life of service to the people of Hoke, Robeson, and Scotland counties, and to the state of North Carolina. Section 2. The General Assembly extends its deepest sympathy to the family of Doug Yates Young for the loss of a beloved family member. Section 3. The Secretary of State shall transmit a certified copy of this resolution to the family of Doug Yates Young. Section 4. This resolution is effective upon ratification.
The gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for this opportunity and for the folks back in Scotland and Hope County listening by listening in this afternoon. I know that they are quite honored, as I am, to present this resolution and share with you. I think the reading clerk read all that we could say, but I just want to add something to it. I think Representative Young's life spoke for him, as we always say sometimes. But I just want to just talk about 3 points. I'm a Baptist preacher, so I got 3 points. Hope it's all right with y'all. But number one, I think that Doug Young, the last time he was here before he left the house, he was sitting in seat number one, I think. Am I correct on that? To anybody that's still there? I see you. Okay. He was in seat number one. So, but Doug had 3 loves of his life, Mr. Speaker, that I want to share for a few minutes. First of all, Doug Young loved his family. He showed all of us as young men and young husbands what it was to, what we should be and how we should carry ourselves as fathers, husbands, in our home. I would visit Doug's home on numerous occasions, and I was always amazed at the love that he shared to his wife. His children at that time were much older, and I think they'd already left home, but I knew his children. Once Beth was in the upstairs with us today in the balcony, and I know his son home down in Laurinburg. But he loved his family, ladies and gentlemen, and that was exhibited the way that he treated his family and the way that he carried on, and very lovable guy. Number 2, Doug Young loved people. It was amazing the stories that Doug, you could tell by his resume here. He would talk a lot about, I didn't realize that Doug was a basketball player in the community. And a lot of times he wanted to find a good game, he would say. He'd go in the minority community, you know, and play with the gentlemen there in that community. I think that's where he learned a lot of his basketball skills. But Doug was a gentleman that he got along with everybody. And that's quite a feat, where you can get along with everybody. It takes something special to get along with everybody. But people in Scotland County loved Doug Young. He was an educator, community person who was always about trying to make a difference in Scotland County, Hope and Robeson. He served in Hope as a legislator. He was in the school system in Robeson County and Scotland County. And he mentored a lot of students who still talk about him to this day. He was a lover of people. But most of all, number 3, in order for him to love people like he did, I think Doug remembered that scripture that said, how can you love God whom you've never seen and hate your brothers who dwell with you every day? So he took that scripture to heart. Number 3, Marvin, he loved education. Doug Young loved education. I would go in his office sometime, colleagues, and he would have about 7 or 8 bills that he had filed, Mr. Speaker, as it relates to education. He loved education. He showed that by his resume here, what we read, but he loved education. He believed, ladies and gentlemen, that all boys and girls could achieve. He believed, as we say sometimes, that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And Doug did everything in his power to make a difference for the boys and girls in Scotland and Robertson County. Doug had a heart to serve, and I am here to commend this resolution to you today. When I first came to this General Assembly, Doug would give me some advice. Sometime I would listen and sometime I would not. But he was a great mentor, a great friend, and I'm just honored. I am honored today to stand for my friend and my brother beloved, Douglas Young. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for allowing me this opportunity.
Sir, thank you. The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It gives me pleasure to speak to the exploits of one Douglas Young. When I first arrived at the General Assembly, Doug was one of the first people to greet me. Doug was a consummate educator and friend. He was a coach, not only of athletes, but a coach of mankind. He, as was just alluded, did not meet strangers. He was always affable and friendly, but he was also knowledgeable. Doug served as chair of the education group here. He also served as chair at the Southern Regional Education Board for many years. He spent many flights into Atlanta, New Orleans, and other parts of the South. Doug had many friends here in the General Assembly. He loved us all. But most of all, he had two special friends in the General Assembly, and they both were from Robertson County, Donald Bonner and Ronnie Sutton. He had admiration for both of those gentlemen. In fact, he referred to them as twins, Don and Ron, and he would often say, "I can't tell the difference between them." That was the gist of Doug Young. I went a little further as I began to really get to know all three of them more, and I said it's not a set of twins, it's a trifecta. They were all intertwined with each other. So I commend this resolution to you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 58 on its second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 58, having passed its second reading, will be read a third time.
The House resolves, Senate concurring.
Question for the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 58 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 58, having passed its third reading, is ordered enrolled and sent to the Senate by special messenger. The chair would like to speak just briefly on this matter. I had an opportunity also to serve with Representative Young. He was truly one of the nicest people you would ever work with, and genuinely worked with everyone and really cared about this state from one end of it to the other, and was very well regarded and is a member that we certainly have missed. We are honored today to be joined by a number of his family members, and so the chair is going to extend the courtesy of the gallery to the family of former Representative Young, who are with us today, and they are his daughter, Beth Young, and her husband, Jim Knight. Would you please stand so we could welcome you? Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate you being here. I can tell you certainly honor us with your presence today, and I can tell you that there's a handful of us still here who served with Representative Young, and he's someone, as I said before, who was missed and was well regarded, and we appreciate his time he spent, and we appreciate the time that you all and the family gave away letting him be here in Raleigh to serve. Again, thank you all for being with us. Appreciate it. For what purpose, the gentleman from Rutherford, Representative Rogers Rice.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
I appreciate how we all get along at times, and especially speaking of the former member. And in that light, I'd like to say happy birthday to my seatmate, Mike Clampett.
Happy birthday, Representative Clampett.
What purpose, gentlemen from Chatham, Representative Reeves, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and that would be to have one more vote recorded on the conference report on SB 37.
The chair will so permit. The gentleman is recognized to announce additional vote on Senate Bill 37.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and that would be Representative Richardson will be aye.
Vote is accepted, and the vote on said conference report is amended to 77 in the affirmative, 42 in the negative. We do have one other bill to take care of before we do points of personal privilege, so we do need to dispose of that bill. And the before we take up that bill, if the body would give the chair your attention, please. The chair is going to ask, let me explain what we're asking. There's a weather issue brewing here for our area. Apparently there's a lot of ice is expected tonight. It's my understanding the LSO is going to look at going into the ICE protocols for after 3 o'clock today. So I guess we're in that now, where we will the building will be on limited staff. But again, any committee members and chairs can call meetings they need. Members can attend those. But the chair is going to ask, in order to do so safely, and this is in consultation with the clerk. Chair is looking at having session instead of tomorrow on Friday. Under our rules, we can't have a Friday session. We'll tell the body this is a no vote session. So the chair is going to ask unanimous consent that we have session on Friday. Is there objection? Hearing none, that rule is suspended to the end so that we may have session Friday. The second request to follow suit with that, chair would ask unanimous consent that we move the study bill filing deadline to Friday at 3 as well instead of tomorrow at 3. Any objection to that? Hearing none, that is also ordered as well. Additionally, by way of information, we will be doing a special adjournment today in memory of Representative Young, so the chair would ask the body that when the motion is put to please maintain decorum, and I know normally folks are up shuffling, heading out the door by that time, the chair would ask members to remain quiet as possible so that that can be done properly. Final bill on today's calendar, House Bill 4, the clerk will read.
Representatives Moffitt, Bowles, Bell, and Paré. House Bill 4, a bill to be entitled an act to extend a delay on the payment of deadline for certain ABC permit renewals and to direct the ABC Commission to reinstate or reactivate certain canceled inactivated ABC permits. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Henderson, Representative Moffitt, is recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I move that the House do concur with the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 4 as it has returned to us from the Senate in that form.
Representative Moffitt has moved that the House concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 4, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I'd like to thank Senator Edwards and Senator Perry. These changes were actually driven by the House or approved by the House. They're strictly technical and conforming. It passed the Senate unanimously. I would appreciate your support, and I'll answer any questions. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves, rise.
To speak on the bill, no questions.
The gentleman has the floor.
And I would just say that is correct. Now, I appreciate the conversation that Representative Moffitt and I had earlier and just ask for everybody to support the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with Senate committee substitute to House Bill 4. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Ted Davis, aye. Representative Kelly Hastings, aye. Representative Lee Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is Representative Elmore on the floor? Representative Bell, if you want to check with him and report back. Thank you.
The gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Alexander, aye. Representative Autry, aye. Representative Belt, aye. Representative Brockman, aye. Representative Butler, aye. Representative Carney, aye. Representative Cunningham, aye. Representative Fisher, aye. Representative Graham, aye. Representative Harrison, aye. Representative Insko, aye. Representative Lofton, aye. Representative Morey, aye. Representative Richardson, aye. Representative Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 4. Bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor by a special messenger. The Senate will also be notified. For what purpose, the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise.
Point of personal privilege, please.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thanks, sir. I would have done this yesterday, but I wasn't here for session yesterday. I just want to wish Ms. Daylate a very happy birthday to my son, Captain Samuel Pittman, the North Carolina National Guard, who turned 37 yesterday. And he's been in the Guard since 02, been to Kuwait and Iraq twice, and we've been very fortunate to continue to have him in the family because first time he was over there, he ran over three IEDs that didn't go off and had mortar shell land right outside his tent, and he wasn't hurt. So we thank God for him, and he's a great son. You ought to know him. Thank you.
Thank you. For what purpose, the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quick Rise.
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Although I am 100% certain that he's not listening, especially if Elmo is on anywhere, I want to wish my grandson a happy second birthday between now and the next time we meet.
Thank you. For what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I didn't get to do it yesterday because we had no votes in session, but it was Representative Faircloth's birthday. I've tried to figure out how old he is, and I can't figure it out. He just doesn't age. He doesn't slow down. He's had a great career, a graduate from UNC Greensboro, served on the police force in Greensboro. Later on was a chief of police in High Point and served on the High Point City Council. Then he got elected here to the House in 2010, and he just doesn't age and he doesn't slow down. I think he's maybe 39 years old. So I hope you'll join me in wishing happy birthday to my seatmate, Representative John Faircloth.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This announcement is to let the body know of the reestablishment of the Joint Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Caucus. The caucus, of course, will work to review changes to policy both statewide and federally, and to make sure that we advocate for those in the communities and their families. And so we invite any members to join us. It will be chaired by myself and Representative John Bradford in the House, and Senator Sarah Crawford and Senator Joyce Crowell in the Senate. Thank you for the announcement. Thank you.
Thank you. For what purpose does the lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, rise?
For an announcement, please.
Lady has the floor.
I'd like to announce that our Joint Mental Health Caucus is organized and will strive to listen, understand, educate, and share ideas with members concerning what we can accomplish as a team of like-minded legislators with those who are experiencing many health, mental health issues. And the chairs of this will be myself and also Jim Bergen, Senator Jim Bergen. And if you haven't joined, we'd love to have you. We have 49 members already. Thank you.
Thank you. For what purpose does the gentleman from Brownsville, Representative Miller, rise?
Mr. Speaker, point of privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
I want to thank you and Leader Bell for reaching out yesterday morning on behalf of myself and Representative Eiler dealing with a horrific tornado in Brunswick County. And we would continue to ask for prayers as these families are dealing with a horrific loss. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Miller. And I know a number of all of your colleagues you all have been in our thoughts and prayers, and we've seen the work that you've all done to deal with just a tragedy nobody ever saw coming, I guess. So, and I know in your other life as a sheriff's deputy, you've also dealt with it too. So thank you for what you're doing. And yes, sir, for what purpose, Chairman Ryan?
And you're right. You know, these folks were in bed. They went to bed for the night, no warning whatsoever. And, you know, it was just a surprise to everybody. And, we have a lot of damage, but we're strong. And we've received a lot of help from the state already, state agencies, and we appreciate all the help that we're receiving. So thank you.
Sir, and on behalf of the House, I know, please pass along our appreciation to the efforts of your first responders and other folks there, at the local and the state level. So thank you. For what purpose, the gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Eiler, rise?
A short point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
Representative Miller is very humble, and he was actually not in Raleigh when that tornado hit. He was in Brunswick County, and I believe he was there. It was at midnight. I believe he was there very shortly after that as our chief deputy sheriff, and old Sheriff Ingram was there, and all our first responders. There was hundreds of first responders there, and the Chief Deputy Miller was right in the middle of it. So, thank you.
Thank you. For what purpose, gentlemen from Person, Representative Yarbrough, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
I'd like to announce the reformation of the North Carolina Legislative Sportsmen's Caucus. The Legislative Sportsmen's Caucus is part of the National Assembly of Sportsmen's Caucuses, which is a program of the Congressional Sportsmen's Foundation. The caucus is formed to advance the interest of sportsmen, to protect the rights to hunt and fish, to provide access to public lands for hunting and fishing, and to protect the and conserve the wildlife that we all hold so dear. Hopefully we will get to have some events this year once everybody's vaccinated, and look forward to it. Thank you.
Members, again, for your planning purposes, there will be no session at all tomorrow, given the weather. There will be a no-vote session on Friday. There will be no session on Monday, since we will have taken care of the constitutional provisions of session on Friday. There will, however, be session Tuesday, Wednesday, and likely Thursday of next week. It is possible that we will have votes on Tuesday. Chair would encourage members to pay attention to your emails and your calendar, and we'll certainly inform the body as soon as we know of if there are votes. But I would say there is a likelihood of votes on Tuesday, but it is not fully determined just yet. Any further notices or announcements? For what purpose, gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, rise?
For an announcement, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman has the floor.
On Tuesday, the Health Committee will meet in our usual room, 6:43, and the purpose of that meeting is just to hear from the Secretary with questions that we have. No presentations. The entire portion of our meeting will be dedicated to just the ability to ask questions, get further clarifications. I've had a number of our committee members saying that we didn't have enough time for questions because we're so rushed. So this gives us time to actually meet with the Secretary and ask questions about a variety of topics. I would encourage you to prepare your questions, think through the things you'd like to ask, and be prepared Tuesday for a questions and answer session.
And the chair would, just looking at a couple of things, I would say it's more likely than not that there will be recorded votes on Tuesday. It may be bills that come out of rules that day to be put on that day, but we'll keep members informed. Seeing no further notices or announcements, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, February 19th at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1 and in honor and memory of former member Douglas Young.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Pierce, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, February 19th at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1 and in honor and memory of former member Representative Douglas Young. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the Governor, Senate Bill 37, an act to provide access to in-person learning for students in grades kindergarten through 12. House Bill 4, an act to extend the delay of the payment deadline for certain ABC renewals and to direct the ABC Commission to reinstate or reactivate certain canceled or inactive ABC permits. And the following resolution is duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of Secretary of State. Senate Joint Resolution 54, a joint resolution confirming the appointments of Samuel T. Bratton and Brian K. North to the North Carolina Mining Commission.
Chapter bills will be noted.